Scientific evidence that climate change is caused by human activity has boosted ongoing efforts to address the problem. Now the focus is primarily on what will happen after 2012, when the validity of the Kyoto Protocol, an international treaty designed to limit global greenhouse gas emissions, expires. Last week, representatives of the EU, the World Bank and the new EU member states met in Prague to discuss the challenges ahead. Daniela Lazareva was there and has this edition of Talking Point.
The two-day workshop in Prague covered a broad range of issues: the future of emissions trading, EU climate policy and means of drawing countries such as the United States, China and India into the global effort to prevent climate change. Arthur Runge-Metzer from the European Commission says that a global effort is absolutely crucial, and the way to secure it is to show that environmental protection and economic prosperity can go hand in hand.
The EU alone cannot save the world, that's very clear. But what the EU can do is set an example. Because there's a lot of fears around in the world, one of them particularly from developing countries, saying that you can either grow economically or you can fight climate change, so as if these two things are exclusive of each other. And that is absolutely not true. We can show, I think, in the EU that we can grow economically, our people can become more wealthy, and at the same time we can reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And I think this is what we will have to tell to the rest of the world.
The World Bank is actively helping to channel investment funds into clean technologies and generally making it worthwhile for countries to embrace an environment-friendly policy. Gregor Peszko is a World Bank representative.
We are helping developing countries and transition economies to implement tough policies in a very cost-effective way. We are developing projects and programs that demonstrate that climate mitigation, energy efficiency can have win-win effects, can be good for environment and good for the economy. We are facilitating global carbon markets in order to make sure that the countries that undertake emission reductions at home can find others in the developed countries, in the rich countries, that are willing to pay for these emission reductions. So we facilitate these markets, we reduce the risks for different market players, therefore making emission reductions globally less burdensome and cheaper.
One of the main topics discussed at the conference was the future of emissions trading. The European Commission recently slashed the proposed carbon quotas of many EU members. The Czech Republic and Poland were particularly put out by the news, arguing that they had fast-growing economies to support. Gregor Peszko counters that the carbon trading scheme cannot be expected to work if the Commission over-allocates units.
It was successful to demonstrate the market mechanism, but it also demonstrated that if you over-allocate, if you allocate too much allowances, the unit price goes down because the supply of these allowances is bigger than demand. And we all know that if the supply is much bigger than demand, the price goes down to zero. And this is what happened now. The spot prices on the first phase of the European trading scheme are close to zero. And that gives a clear signal that this cannot happen again in future if we want this market to function and if we want this market to deliver efficiency to all participants. I think what history shows is that from the point of view of individual sector, the industry may not realize that if they are too greedy and if they ask for too much allowances, everybody else will ask for more as well. And if everybody else asks for more allowances, there will be too many allowances on the market and their price will be zero again, or almost zero. So in the end of the day, if there are too many allowances on the market, it's bad for everybody.
In recent years, the Czech Republic has made a big effort to improve the environment. So where does the Czech Republic stand in the global effort to avert climate change? Bedřich Moldan is a former environment minister.
Because the transitions from the communist past in these countries came about just after 1990, then there basically automatically were achieved rather large emissions reductions of the greenhouse gases and especially CO2 because of the economic restructuring of the industry. That is reduction of the energy consumption of all kind. So therefore, fulfilling our commitments is not any difficult task. But on the other hand, the energy intensity of national economy in all these countries is relatively high, much higher, 2-3 times higher than is the EU 15 average. And therefore, we have, so to say, duty to reduce the overall energy consumption. So we, on one hand, are in a good shape regarding the Kyoto commitments. On the other hand, we are not in good shape in consuming so much energy and especially fossil energy. And that means that it is extremely important to have a clear view what will be the next phase of the climate policy after Kyoto will expire, after 2012, because there apparently will be some new commitments. Nobody knows which ones. People are talking about different schemes like emission trading and emission taxes and other rules. And what is absolutely clear is that within this new regime, the Czech Republic and other countries will be involved in much more important position than now compared to Kyoto. And second, that it will be part of the global arrangement, because everybody understands that without big players in North America and Asia, the new regime cannot be established.
So how effective has the Kyoto Protocol been, and what will happen when it expires in 2012? Arthur Runge-Metzger again.
The Kyoto Protocol, with its commitments until the year 2012, is of course insignificant compared to the challenge that is ahead of us. But it is provides a very important architecture on how to resolve the problem. It provides flexibility and is looking for a least cost solution. So in that respect, the Kyoto Protocol is very important. The next international framework, which we are going to see in a few years, will certainly take the good elements of the Kyoto Protocol and to try to improve on those that require improvement. So certainly what will be in the next round, the outcome of the next round, will look different from the Kyoto Protocol itself. There will be new elements added. There's a couple of things that have been left aside under the Kyoto Protocol. For instance, look at tropical deforestation, which has not been tackled under the Kyoto Protocol. Aviation emissions have not been tackled under the Kyoto Protocol. And also shipping emissions have not been tackled under the Kyoto Protocol. But these things need to be addressed. So therefore, the future framework will look definitely different from what we have right now. But the Kyoto Protocol is the first step into the right direction.